Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The world is different today because of one person. Our lives have been changed because of the life of one individual. One flesh and blood, real live person who lived and died has made our life different, quite different. You and I might not be taking part in worship this morning were it not for this person, the man first called Simon, which means sand, and then called Peter, which means rock. Simon was changed to Peter because of Jesus the Christ. Just about 2,000 years ago, in an obscure place called Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked his somewhat faithful disciples who the world thought he was. An easy question, with easy answers. A prophet? A teacher? A baptizer? A preacher, perhaps? They all answered. And then 20 centuries ago, in that place with a strange name, Jesus asked a harder, much harder question. Who do you say that I am? And there was silence. Silence. Silence, save for the loudmouthed fisherman from Galilee, Simon, soon to be Peter, who dared to call the Son of the Living God by name. With a foolhardy combination of guts and the Holy Spirit of that same God, Simon stood up and told Jesus who he was. And then Jesus, the Christ, told Simon who he was. Soon after that, Simon, who was really Peter, began to lead the movement that has transformed the world, the Christian church. It wasn't that Simon was so strong and sure and well qualified for this job, as we've noticed from what I talked about with Deuteronomy. It was quite the contrary. Simon was volatile and impulsive, very liable to failure. He sunk without faith when he walked on water. He selfishly asked for a reward for following Jesus. He rebuked his master for his willingness to suffer. He resented having to forgive as he had been forgiven. He slept through his Lord's crucial moment in the Garden of Gethsemane. He gave in to fear and denied even knowing Jesus as Jesus was being sentenced to death. Three times he denied this friend and teacher. Simon, a rather weak candidate for the name Rockman, beginner and leader of the people of the kingdom of the living God. But by the grace of God, Simon saw in Jesus hope and life and salvation for the world. And being the impatient loudmouth that he was, having seen the revelation of God, the Father of Jesus, Simon blurted out what others knew but were afraid to say. Jesus, then, by the grace of God, saw in Simon all that his Father had created him to be, strong and bold, fearless and loving, steady and stable, a true leader able to carry the trust of others and teach them the trust of God. Jesus, being the wise friend that he was, gave Simon a new name, accepted him as he was, and called him to be all that he could be. Peter, the rock on which Christ has built his church, one of the first preachers who passed on the good news that we're hoping to receive this morning. One by one, face to face, the living God approaches people through Jesus the Christ. The love is universal. The method of loving is individual. One by one, face to face, down through every year of human history, Jesus asked that question, that hard question, "Who do you say that I am?" We may avoid the question, speak for others first. My church believes, my parents told me, my friend thinks, you know, I saw it on Facebook. But the question remains, who do you say that I am? I can't answer for you, and you can't answer for me. At times we answer together, I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the same Holy Spirit who makes possible for us to confess this miraculous mystery. Once we've recognized and named Jesus as the one who chose to suffer in love for all his wayward daughters and sons, once we've told Jesus that we see in him the salvation of ourselves and the world, once we've told him that we do in fact know who he is, then you and I, like Simon, will hear Jesus tell us who we are, and we will begin to change the world. For we ourselves will have been changed. You may be surprised, just as Peter was, when you first hear the new name that Jesus gives you. It may seem so unlike you. I know my own shock to find that God thought me strong, where I was sure I was weak, and that God found me weak, where I was sure I was strong. That's how it goes. Each time I renew my confession of Jesus as Lord and Savior, I'm renewed in discovering who I really am and who I can become. Each time you and I tell God from the bottom of our hearts that we know Jesus to be the bottom line of all of our lives, the source of all security and hope, we are freed. Freed, like Peter the Rock, to leave behind our old Simon selves. Stuck in the sinking sands of doubt and hopelessness, strapped by the struggle to prove ourselves right or important, blinded by our own greed and need and fear. We are free to be born again with a new name. A name with eternal significance. We're free to do things which transform our world from the inside out for all time, just as Peter did. With his eyes on the risen Lord and his heart in his throat, Simon became Peter as he stepped forward in Jerusalem on Pentecost Day to proclaim the surprising news that the crucified one was now alive and was forgiving sins. 3,000 people believed in Jesus that day. They believed the witness of Peter that day, trusted in the one who so recently had denied in fear the same Jesus. What a miracle. Again and again, he stepped forward. Simon made Peter the rock, proclaimed the power of this risen Jesus in the face of the powers of the world. And finally, with his life in his master's hands, Simon was Peter the rock, the one he was born to be, the day he stepped forward in Rome to be crucified upside down for the sake of Jesus, who was crucified for him. What will you and I do as individuals or together as a congregation in the name of Jesus Christ? What will we do that we never thought possible? What will you do as you become who God has called you to be? You may think yourself shy, yet speak your faith to a neighbor. You may find strength to forgive a longtime enemy, maybe even yourself. You may give away what you have to help advance the kingdom of God or to help someone with less, even though you thought yourself poor. You may become sober and chemical free when once you were drunk and addicted. You may give up trying to control others and instead allow yourself to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. You may become kind and understanding when once you were intolerant and judgmental. You may depend on others, on God, although you thought yourself self-sufficient. You may become independent and capable when once you were hopelessly dependent and needy. You may become brave where once a coward. You might fight an injustice where you never saw it before. You may paint or sing or sew or lead or build or plant or preach, or pray, or grow. You will do so much you were not free to do before Jesus told you who you are and gave you a new name. 50 years ago, I was certain that women should not be pastors. This past September, I celebrated the 42nd anniversary of my ordination as a pastor in the Lutheran Church. Just 2 decades ago, there was nothing but an empty field right here in this place where I stand now in this beautiful new sanctuary. It was an empty field 20 years ago. An unknown pastor from Wisconsin named Jeff Isley had arrived in the neighborhood with his family and a call to begin the dubious undertaking of giving birth to a new Lutheran church here in southwestern Sioux Falls. Person by person, family by family, brave and adventurous souls dared to listen to the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of joy, calling them to become something they'd not yet imagined. They came together, and so did we, many of us, to form and live the mission of Jesus Christ we now know as Spirit of Joy Lutheran Church. Imagine the loss to the world if the courageous souls who were part of the early days of forming and shaping Spirit of Joy had not paid attention to what Jesus was telling them they could be and do. Imagine the future now that Jesus Christ has in mind for all of us, now a part of this mission to love and serve through the coming years. This world is different and better today because of one person. That man, Peter the Rock, was different because of Jesus the Christ. And tomorrow, the world will continue to be transformed because of you and me, because of Spirit of Joy Lutheran Church, because we've been changed We've been given a new name by Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, transformed into who we really are as we confess who he really is. Amen.